Main Torque editor, Jamie Panic, and this is the Daily Audio Update for Thursday, October 9th, 2008. I'm going to do a recap here today of episodes 2 through 4 of The Ultimate Fighter. I had some issues with my DVR and not recording and having difficulties with Comcast left and right that didn't allow me to watch episodes 2 and 3 on time. So I took in 2 and 3 and then watched last night's all-new episode as well. So I'm going to do a rundown here, my thoughts on those three shows and where we're going with this season. And tomorrow I'll be back with a rundown of all the week's news, including Elite XC's ratings from Saturday's show, the comments from Seth Petruzzelli that have turned things into kind of a shitstorm this week, Quentin Jackson's hearing being postponed, multiple things that I'll get to tomorrow, so be sure to check that out. But on to The Ultimate Fighter, Team Noguera versus Team Mir. The second episode, we get the rest of the fights, the final eight fights to get our final four lightweights, final four light heavyweights into the house. You know, some good action here, a lot of good submission work, got a bunch of rear naked chokes. Finally, that we get just absolute slugfest between Karen Gregorian and Elliot Marshall. You know, it was a good fight, bloody fight. Karen picks up a split decision, and you know, he's in trouble for week three. And at the start of that show, himself and Brian McLaughlin both find out from Dana White that they have fractured noses after they went to the hospital to check on that, and they were both issued 180-day medical suspensions, thus kicking them out of the show and the competition. And so brought in is Kyle Kingsbury to replace Karen Gregorian, and they kind of had a little teaser here for who the other replacement fighter would be. Frank Mir picks for his team Christoph Szczesinski, Vinny Magalhães, Elliot Marshall, Tom Lawler for the light heavyweights, Junie Browning, Shane Nelson, Dave Kaplan, and George Roop for the lightweights. Noguera picks up Ryan Bader, Shane Prim, Kyle Kingsbury, and Jules Bruchez for the light heavyweights, and Felipe Nover, Efrain Escudero, John Polakowski, and he gets the replacement fighter, who ends up being Rolly Delgado. Basically, it seems, starting with this episode, our theme of the show is going to be Junie Browning and his antics, and how long it takes him to get himself kicked out, which starts with this episode and extends into last night's episode. And, you know, it's very clear that the amount of free alcohol available for the fighters might be at an extreme. Dana explains in episode 4 from last night why they have the alcohol in the house. But with this, it's we get another Chris Lieben type here in Junie Browning, although a little more off the deep end, a little more extreme, a little more bipolar, it seems. You know, he goes into these stints where he's calling out everyone, calling out the red jerseys, and he basically makes an ass out of himself. Tries to start a bunch of fights, then ends up crying and saying that he doesn't deserve to live, and it's all sorts of craziness and not necessary when you're trying to vie for a six-figure contract with the UFC. He's trying to make a name for himself a bit with his character here. And being the crazy one on the show, I think he's resigned to that, or something in being in the house drove him a little insane with it. Just a little strange with it. We get our first of what I'm sure will be many pranks, starting with Team Mir and Christoph Szczesinski really kind of pushing the pranks here. Just great Saran Wrap pranks. The one on Bader was really good to try to throw him off, apparently, from his first announced fight with Tom Lawler. That was the pick that Nogueira's team was able to get. And to Saran Wrap someone's clothes in layers on their bed in multiple layers and have to have them cut through everything to get to their stuff is kind of genius. And I think many people would do without the underwear on the plank prank, but that one was quite funny as well. So, I mean, entertaining group of guys here. Entertaining group of guys. I think they're going to be interesting to watch here throughout the season. And we get our first fight with Ryan Bader and Tom Lawler. And, wow. They were talking about Bader and his wrestling a bit and other areas of his game. And he comes in and unloads a couple of punches to finish this fight at the end of the round, at the end of round one. And a couple of them landing square on Lawler's face and head area with his head on the mat. So it's just nasty, nasty knockout, but big victory for Ryan Bader. First one in the house, first one on the show. And, you know, good KO victory, and wow. That brings us to this next week of craziness from last night. We start with the fighters sitting around watching UFC 84, and Junie and Shane start drinking and start spouting off and start picking fights and start doing the things that they do. The scuffle at the beginning of this leads to peanuts being thrown at Junie or some type of snack, and him throwing his wine into the face of Ryan Bader, who then throws some more stuff at him. Kyle Kingsbury, and who throws some more stuff at him, and then he throws the glass that held the wine at Kingsbury, which cuts and which breaks and cuts Kyle on the arm. Wasn't a terrible cut, but as he was saying, it could have been many other areas on his body that cut could have happened that could have sent him home. And then on top of this, Shane Nelson is trying to pick a fight with Efrain Escudero and talking shit back and forth with him. The two of them start breaking stuff outside, start throwing stuff into the pool, just kind of going a little crazy outside. Christoph is trying to calm down and has kind of had enough of it, and Junie's getting on his nerves and going out after him. So Christoph decides to put Junie's clothes in the pool. Junie gets out and goes on even more of a rampage and is trying to start a fight with anyone. He's trying to get anyone to hit him at this point. He's just trying to start any type of fight at all. And as this is happening, Ryan Bader makes it worse by throwing Junie's clothes right back into the pool. And finally, they get Junie into bed. And then this leads to the next day and the big Dana White speech so far of the season. He sounds throughout the speech, like he just woke up and hasn't had anything, hasn't had any water or anything, because his throat's all, and he's having difficulty speaking here, and he's just talking about how unnecessary it is for these people to be acting the way they are. For some reason or another, he decides not to kick Shane and Junie out. Junie's as surprised as everyone else is. So everyone thought with what he had been doing that Dana was going to kick him, the two of them out. He also makes Shane Nelson the first lightweight to fight, and Nogueira gets to pick a fighter to face Shane. So Nogueira picks Efrain, and we get that set up for later in the show. We get even more of Junie running his mouth to Efrain, and Efrain just kind of taking it in stride, having kind of a little smart-ass smirk about him, and trying to rile up Junie a bit more. We get some good training video with Shane Nelson and his jiu-jitsu and his submissions, and it was some good video to look at there. Efrain and Junie kind of go back and forth a little bit more after the weigh-in. That brings us to the fight. First round was a little bit boring. They're kind of tying up and being really tentative, trying to feel each other out. A couple of nice exchanges in there. Finally, Efrain got a takedown. Had side control and had a lot of control over Shane for the round. Definitely had him winning that round. Second round starts off a bit as well. And Efrain somehow gets Nelson locked into a triangle and gets Nelson onto his back. So he's kind of got a kneeling triangle over Nelson, finally forcing him to tap. Junie starts going crazy after the fight, saying that UFC doesn't need another boring wrestler, another guy who sits on top of someone to win a fight. He's going a little crazy with it, and then finally he jumps over the side of the cage and into the octagon to try to go after Efrain, and that's where the show cut off. Which didn't make sense the way they were hyping the show, because they were hyping that part of the show, saying it was going to be something really shocking. It wasn't as shocking when you see it three times in previews throughout. The man's got an anger problem. It's only a matter of time before he snaps on this show. And, I really enjoyed his first fight, and I wanted to see him fight. I don't need to see him acting like a complete and utter idiot throughout this entire season. He can be an entertaining guy and just talk shit when he's calm. But when he starts drinking, when he gets crazy and riled up, I mean, it's like another personality. The man's got issues. And, you know what? Dana may have made a mistake keeping him around. And I guess we'll find out in future episodes exactly what that'll mean with him sticking around. But, I mean, I want to see him fight. I want to see him in the octagon and back up some of the random stuff that's coming out of his mouth. I'd like to see him also get better and not be absolutely insane with alcohol in the house. So far, it's been an enjoyable season to watch. I mean, I enjoyed all the episodes, and next week we get Anderson Silva on the show to help out with training. So that'll be really cool to see as well. I'm sure it was amazing for those guys to get Silva to come in there and help with training. So we will all be tuning in, I'm sure, next Wednesday. So that's my wrap-up for today. Once again, check back tomorrow for my rundown of this week's news. And Saturday night, we get UFC 87 on Spike TV for free. That was the show, of course, that myself and supervising editor Wade Keller were both at live. We had plenty of coverage from that show, headlined by the awesome, awesome George St. Pierre versus John Fitch fight. So, again, I'm sure everyone will be checking that out on Spike TV. Always good to have a good night of fights to watch. And then next week we get UFC 89, Bisping versus Leben, with Jardine and Vera on the undercard as well. So we'll have more on that next week. And UFC 90 with Silva back in action against Patrick Cote coming up at the end of the month. So we got a busy few weeks coming up here. We'll be covering it all here on MMATorch.com. Once again, thanks for listening. This is Jamie Penix signing off.